Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. Today would be our 604th podcast to date, entitled Trump, the Psychopath. We get the content of this podcast straight from an article on the internet. The website is Political Flare, FLARE, politicalflare.com. It's an article written by Andrew Simpson on September the 11th, 2023, entitled, and the article itself is entitled, Trump's Latest Threat Against Biden is Textbook Psychopath Behavior, says Harvard professor. Here we go. There's an old saying, when people tell you who they are, believe them. Never has that sentiment applied to anyone more than Donald Trump. He's been telling us for years that he is heartless and unlike anyone else. He may think those are good things, but it's gotten to the point of insanity. Trump sat for an interview with right-wing extremist Glenn Beck, and his responses to Beck's predictable line of questioning left nothing to the imagination. Beck asked Trump about Hillary Clinton, then broadened his query, do you regret not locking up? And if you're president, again, will you lock people up? Unquote. The second half of that question is a very thinly veiled reference to President Joe Biden. Trump's answer did not surprise us and did not disappoint Beck or his fans. Quote, the answer is you have no choice because they're doing it to us, unquote. The thing is, nobody's, quote, doing this, unquote, to, quote, us, unquote. It's just you, Trump, and it's happening because there is proof of your crimes. The right loves to say that the prosecution of Trump is purely political and that Biden and his DOJ are looking to remove the competition from the presidential race. But the 91 felony charges leveled against Trump are not some ethereal impeachment dream, and they don't come from politicians. Retired Harvard professor of psychiatry, Dr. Lance Dodes, D-O-D-E-S, had some thoughts on Trump's answer while giving an interview to Salon. That would be Salon, S-A-L-O-N, Salon.com. Another political website. Quote, Trump's latest threats to place opponents in jail, including President Biden, fit with the limitless nature of psychopaths. Lacking a conscience or morality to limit his sadism and believing in his worth above all others leads Trump to think he has the right to destroy anyone who does not submit to him. Without the innate capacity for empathy toward others and a sense of right and wrong, Trump is an extreme outlier in human psychology. Honestly, we've all known someone a little bit like this, but they've never held the kind of power or carry it out. That makes Trump dangerous in the extreme, and it explains exactly why the majority of Americans believe that Trump voters are in a cult like nothing we've ever seen. Dr. Dodes put that into shrink terms for us. Quote, there are clearly enough vulnerable people for whom the wish for a self-styled strongman leader is powerful enough to overcome rational evidence against it. This may be due to naivete based on denial of the sadism in others, rage at personal unfairness that overwhelms normal concerns for others, or simply enough dishonesty and immorality to go along with a malignant leader. They are easy prey for the big lie as practiced by tyrants like Trump. Indeed, the wearers of the red hats are ready to, quote, take the country back, unquote, from those they feel are getting the attention that used to be on them. So, you know what? There it is in a nutshell. You guys, the supporters of Trump, are just as bad as he is. They are psychopathically inclined. It's about time we said that. Trump supporters are psychopathically inclined. They're one and the same with Trump. Their stars align up perfectly. Who knew that there were this many people in our country that were so psychopathically inclined? Well, we found out beginning in 2015, June the 16th, when Mr. Psychopath himself came down that escalator at Trump Tower. And the first words out of his mouth were, "We got to stop those Mexican rapists coming into our country." Well, thank you much for listening to our 604th podcast to date. This is the old Rough Rider saying, thanks for listening to Trump, the psychopath. And we round third, heading for home. We slide across home plate. We beat the throw. We win again. And guess what? Are you Trumpers tired of losing? Because that's all you're going to experience for the rest of your miserable effing lives. Thank you. God bless. And remember, you can sit up high in the Berkeley Hills or the Sausalito Hills, and you can recline supine on that wrench Corinthian leather recline and drink that expensive top shelf wine and just try to divine and maybe opine. And after a while, just make a effing decision. Vote blue, no matter who, November 5th, 2024. Arrivederci.